This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Wednesday, January 29th. We will be doing Simen Dalad Shin, or Shin Dalad, however you want to call it, Sif Aleph. This is the Simen of Al Eze Eved Mitzuva Al Shvisaso. On which Eved are you commanded on the Shvisa, the Gabe Shabbos, making sure that he doesn't work? And we will start, although this is not the usual way we start a Sif, we will start with the Sif Katan, and we're going to be doing Sif Katan Aleph for Yid Aleph. But before we get to the actual Mechaber, we're going to start with Sif Katan Aleph, which will be a Hakdama to the actual Shulchan Aruch, and then we will go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Katan Aleph Adam. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Ukedei lahakel ala mayin leida tam chiluke hadinim." He says, in order for the reader, to make it easier for the reader to know and understand these dinim hamavorim b'siman zeh that are going to be explained in the siman, akdim hakdama ktana, I will give a brief introduction. Ukefima shemavorah b'gemara u'poskim, and according to what is explained in the Gemara and in the poskim. Number one, dinei trei kroi ksive. There are two psukim. Chad, one of the psukim that are relevant is Leman Yanuach Avdecha Vamascha Kamocha, in order that your slave and female slave will also be resting as you. Zekhoi al Eved, this is referring to an Eved, Shemol Vitaval L'Shem Avdus. This pasuk is referring to an Eved Knani that went through a mila and a tefila to be an Eved Knani. Now, you have to understand, an Eved Knani is someone who is mekabel a mitzvah, and he has the mitzvah, and he's obligated in the mitzvah like a woman. And that's where he goes on, the kibel of kol mitzvahs avodim, and he's mekabel all the mitzvahs of avodim, tahaynu kol ma she'isha chayeves, everything that a woman is obligated in, so too a Eved is obligated in. Im Kane gam mitzvah Shabbos b'chalal. If that's the case, then guess what? An Eved Knani, like a woman, is mitzuva and obligated in Shabbos for himself as well. But also lasos malacha b'Shabbos, and the Eved Knani himself cannot do malacha on Shabbos. Kave, right? The Asi Haikra. So what is this pasuk coming to teach you? If he's an Eved Knani and he's like a Jew, like a Jewish woman, so what is this pasuk teaching you? This pasuk is coming to teach you the Shvisas HaEved Mutul Gamal Rabo. It's coming to teach you that the resting of an Eved is upon and obligatory upon the master to assure that his Eved is keeping the Shabbos. Shehu mitzuva alav, he is commanded regarding the Eved Knani limano to prevent him me'asos malacha from doing malacha afilu litzorech atzmo shela Eved. It's coming to teach you this pasuk that even regarding the Eved himself, the Adon, since this is an Eved Knani who for himself is not allowed to violate Shabbos, the Adon is commanded to go ahead and assure that the Eved Knani does not even do malacha for himself. So that's number one. Number two, the Yod. Ksiv Kra, there's another pasuk. Yod Ksiv Kra, there's another pasuk. V'inafesh ben amasecha v'hager. That the son of your maidservant and ger also has to rest. And what is this referring to? V'darshu chazal, that this also, ben amasecha, amascha, this is referring to an Eved who is a totally bound Eved. He is Kanui Beguf. He is under the mastery of an Adon, of a master, acquired by him, total mastery, Aval, Lomol V'Taval. However, this Eved Knani did not go ahead and do any Mila or Tfila. It is what is known as an Eved Orel. However, Rakibel Alav Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. However, this Eved Kani, although he didn't do Mila and Tfila, he was Makabel Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The Gam Lezeh. So this pasuk is telling you also for this Eved Kanani, who was Mekavel Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, Sarach Rabo Limano, this master has to go ahead and prevent him Milasos Malacha from doing Malacha Avuro B'Shabbos. He has to prevent him from doing Malacha for the master, because for the Eved himself, he's not a Jew. But this is a Torah commandment not to allow the Eved Kanani, even if he's not a Eved Kanani that is mechuyev in mitzvahs like a woman. He is an Eved Arel. He only was mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and he doesn't have to keep Shabbos for himself. Still, the Yisrael is commanded not to have him do malacha for himself. And this is an Isser Torah. V'hu adin da'asa min ha-Torah. This Isser is an Isser min ha-Torah l'chol Yisrael, for all Jews. Letzavos lo, to command him, lasos malacha avuram b'Shabbos. All Jews are not allowed to go ahead and command such an Eved, who is an Eved Kanani that was Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. He is one that he cannot do malacha at the behest of a Jew. And if a Jew asks him to do it, it's an Isser Torah. But such an Eved Kanani is for himself, Mutter Eved Kazeh, Lasos Malacha B'Shabbos. Such an Eved can do Malacha for himself on Shabbos, Kevin to Shabbos, Eino Nichlol, since Shabbos is not part of Sheva, Toch Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. It's not part of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. The Dino, and his Din is Keger Toshav. And this is his Din is like what's called a Ger Toshav, that is not Ovei Avodah Zarah, and is Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but the Eino Muzar ala Shabbos. He's not commanded regarding Shabbos. Umikol Makom is very important. Asur min haTorah liYisrael. It is Asur for Yisrael. Letzavos lo, to command such a Ger Toshav, any Yisrael, lasos malacha abaro, to do malacha for him. Ukedasiv v'inafesh ben amasecha ve'ager. As it says, you have to have make rest the son of a maidservant, it's really referring to avadim, the ager. It's talking about these avadim that are not Eved Kananis in the full sense, that have been mekabel mitzvahs like an isha, but they are totally kanoi to an adon, and they have a mekabel sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. For them, there is an iser Torah to any Jew to ask them to do malacha. And this is an iser Torah. This is not what we call amira la'akum. Amir la'akum is an Issa d'Rabbanon. For me, you, and anyone to go ask a guy to do malacha for us on Shabbos, that's an Issa d'Rabbanon that has certain kulas, which we'll see. And this is an Issa Torah, to ask someone who is an Eved, that in the Kabbal Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, to do malacha for you. And then finally, we have category three, the Eved HaKonli LiYisrael, Kinyan HaGuf, we're continuing in the Mishnah Berurah, an Eved that is Konoi, that is totally under the mastery of a Yisrael, kinyan aguf, a total kinyan of the totality of the guy, of the Eved. But this one, lo mal, he didn't have a mila, lo taval, and he didn't have a tefillah. And not only that, the gam lo kibel alav, and this Eved Kanani didn't even mekabel afilu sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. So bezeh, as we're going to see, nechleku apoiskim, there's going to be a machlokes apoiskim. Im gam al zeh mitzuvim anu al shvizaso. We're going to see there's going to be a machlokes apoiskim if on such an Eved Kanani we are mitzuvim min ha-Torah on not allowing him to do work for us, or not asking him to do work for us, u'kamoshi yizbayer, as we'll see. And there's going to be a question whether such an Eved Kanani is just like any other goy, where there's just an Issa d'Rabbanan of Amir la'akum, or he is under the category of the Issa Torah of not, of assuring that the Eved Kanani does not do work for you. And we'll see this coming up. Today's Adam Mitzuva, we'll begin now. Adam Mitzuva al Shvisas Avdo Shemol V'Tava L'Shem Avdus. So we begin with Shulchan Aruch, we're going back now to the Shulchan Aruch, that a man is Mitzuva on the Shvisa, on the resting from Malacha of his Eved, Shemol V'Tava L'Shem Avdus, who had a Mila and a Tfila in order to become an Eved Kanani in the full blown sense, V'Kibo Alav Mitzvah Sanoeges Be'Eved, and he was one who's makabel upon himself with the mila and the tefillah to do the mitzvahs of an eved. He's a Jewish. He's a Jewish. He has the mitzvahs like a woman. So a man is commanded on the shvisa of such an eved.
However,
if he did not have a mila and a tefillah, elakibel of shav mitzvahs b'nei noach, and all he did was mekabel shav mitzvahs b'nei noach, harehu geger toshav. He has the halacha of a ger toshav, umuter lasos malacha b'shabbos la'atzmo. He can do malacha for himself. In other words, as we said in the introduction, when you're dealing with an Eved Kanani, who's a full-blown Eved Kanani, who has the mitzvahs of a woman, an Adon has to make sure that he doesn't even do malacha for himself. However, if we're dealing with an Eved Kanani who did not have a mila and a tefillah, then he's like a ger toshav, he can do malacha for himself, la'atzmo, aval lo l'rabo. However, he can't do malacha for his master. The aser l'chol Yisrael, it's aser for all Yisrael, leimar loy, to say to him, la'sos malacha, to do malacha b'shabbos l'tzarech Yisrael, to do malacha on Shabbos for Yisrael, va'afilu mishein rabo, even if he's not his rabo. This ger toshav is not allowed to do malacha for a Jew. A Jew is not allowed to command him to do malacha for him, and this would be an iser d'oraisa. The only difference between these two avadim, the Eved Kanani that had a mila and a tefillah l'shem being a Jew, like a woman, and an eved that has not been mekabel the mitzvahs, but is an eved of a ger toshav, the difference is, can the eved do malacha for himself? That's totally fine if he's an eved that's a ger toshav, as mekabel shev mitzvahs b'nei noach, but not if he's a full-blown eved that was mekabel mitzvahs of an isha, then obviously he cannot do malacha for himself. And not only that, the Jewish master has to assure that the eved kanani, he's in charge to make sure that the Eved Kanani doesn't even do malacha for himself. Let's move on. We're continuing in the Shulchan Aruch. V'afilu misha'eno rabo. And even someone who is not his rabo, we said, also can't tell the Eved Kanani, there's Mekabel, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, to do Malacha, as we said before. Let's now look at the Mishnah Berurahs, Sifkat and Beis, Al Shvisas Avdo. Okay, he's commanded on the Shmisa of his regular full-blown Eved. De Mitzvah Al Rabo, L'Shamro, it's a mitzvah on the Adon to be Shomer, to protect Ulamano and prevent me'asos malacha from the Eved Kanani doing malacha afilu tzarech atzma, even for himself. Like we said before, umutar lahaskir avdo, and you're allowed to go ahead and rent out your Eved le'ini Yehudi to a goy b'mei hachol during the week im masna imo, if you make a condition with him shelo yasebo malacha b'Shabbos, if you make a condition with him that he's not going to do any malacha on Shabbos. The lo dami le behemto, and it's not, we don't compare this to the behema, which we did see, the mevor le el b'simin reish mem vav sif gimel, the asal askiro, you're not allowed to rent a behema le ena Yehudi b'chi haigabin in such a case, the ena ena Yehudi nemen lakach, because the guy is not trustworthy, he's not going to have the behema that's owned by the Jew work on Shabbos. But here, the hacha ena Yehudi lo yaseh malacha, here the guy who's the eved, okay, will not do malacha. Okay, bal karchosh. Oh, sorry, I don't mean that. The guy who's renting out this Eved Kanani will not do the malacha. Will not have the Eved Kanani do malacha bal karchosh al Eved, against the will of the Eved. The yesh la Eved ne'amanis al zeh, and the Eved has ne'amanis, and he can be trusted. He's not going to go do work for this guy that he's been rented out to, and therefore, it would be okay. Hano Heges Be'eved, Sifkat and Gimel. So we said all the mitzvahs that are no-gos, that an Eved Kanani, a full-blown Eved Kanani, has to keep. Dahainu kol mitzvahs sha'isha chayeves, that's all the mitzvahs that a woman is chayeves in. Dalet, harehu geger toshav, this other type of Eved Kanani, who has not been makabel mitzvahs, did not have a mila and a tefillah, but was makabel seven mitzvahs b'nei noach, he's like a ger toshav.
Ger Toshav Mikri is called a Ger Toshav. Kol Shekibel, who's a Ger Toshav? Kol Shekibel Lo Vekayim, whoever's Mekabel, to Mekayim Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach, V'shalo Lavod Avodas Gilulim, and to not do, be Oved Avodah Zara, Afilu B'shituf, even if it's a combination type of Avodah Zara like we have in certain religions, where they believe in God, but also other combinations, Trinity, etc. Let's move right there. Hey, la'atzmo, he's allowed to do malacha for himself. This type of Eved Kanani, who was mekabel Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, but not the full-blown Eved Kanani with mitzvahs, can do Shabbos, malacha on Shabbos for himself. Hainu malacha sa'atzmo, it means the malacha, his own malacha. Kegon, tfiras begadav, he can go ahead and he can sew his begadim, v'tikud menalav, and he can fix his shoes, v'kayotzi b'zeh. Osha osa l'stakar, or if he's going to do work to make money for himself, k'dei sh'ilo mizonosav, so he could have him food, v'revach, more yeser al haspakas adonav, more than what his adon gives him. Vav, avalol rabo, but he can't do it for the rabo, hainu afil lo tzivo rabo. This is even if his rabo did not command him behedya beferish ala malacha. To do malacha for him, gamkein aser, it's also aser. The mistama, because mistama al das rabo who osa. Mistama, if any work he does is for the rabo, unless it's specifically for himself. Vizira Torah al zeh lemino, and the Torah warned us that we have to prevent such a guy to do any malacha, even stam malacha, because mistama it's for the adon, unless it's dafka for the guy himself, for the Eved Kanani who's a ger toshav himself. Even a malacha de rabbanon, aser gamkein lasos b'shvil rabo. It's also aser for a eved kanani to do this type of eved kanani of the ger toshav kind, to even do a isa de rabbanon for his adon. Yesh makilim b'zeh. There are those that are makil in lo hiziro rabo. There are those that are makil if the rabo did not actually go ahead and command him behed yalzeh. To not go ahead and warn him or tell him to go ahead and do the malacha de rabbanon, kevan shurak malacha de rabbanon. Since it's only a malacha de rabbanon, there are those that are makel. You don't have to stop the Eved Kanani from doing malacha de rabbanon for the adon. Okay, if he's this type of Eved Kanani of the ger toshav, since it's only an issa de rabbanon. So what it comes out is as follows. It comes out is that we are dealing with an Eved Kanani that's a full blown Eved Kanani who's mechuyev in mitzvahs. He can't do any malachas for himself nor for any Jew. Nor could any Jew go ahead and ask him to do any malacha. It's obvious because the Eved Kanani is Mitzuvah on himself. If you're dealing with an Eved Kanani who's a Ger Toshav, he cannot do malacha for his master or for any Jew. Okay, and he could do malacha for himself if he's an Eved Kanani of the Ger Toshav kind who's Mekabel Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Such an Eved Kanani must be told not to do work for the master, for himself. This includes even Yisurei D'Rabbanon. The only Shaila is, what happens when you have Stam Malacha? Stam Malacha, the assumption is it's for the Adon. So when this Eved Kanani, who's a Ger Toshav, does Malacha, Mistama, we assume, unless it's for himself, it is Aser, and we have to prevent him from doing such activity. The Adon has to prevent him from doing such activity. However, there are those that say that when it comes to the Malacha de Rabbanon, Issa de Rabbanon, although he's not allowed to be asked to do Malacha de Rabbanon for the Rabbo, for any Yisrael, if he does it, Mistama, you don't have to, there are those that are Mekel, you don't have to have him refrain from doing that, but that's only by the Yisrael de Rabbanon. The Asr L'chol Yisrael, we're continuing on in the Mishabrua, the Asr L'chol Yisrael, Hainu Min HaTorah. It's Asr Min HaTorah for any Yisrael to ask him to do Malacha, the Kevan, the Kvar Kibel, Lev Sheva Mitzvahs. Since he was Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, L'kulei Alma, according to everyone, Havidino Kager Toshav. He's like a Ger Toshav. The Asr HaTorah, the Torah was Asr'd, the Yisrael, Asos Malacha Yado. The Torah Asr'd any Jew to ask any Ger Toshav to do malacha for himself. This is an Isser Torah. This is not the Isser of Amir La'akum. It has to be understood. A Ger Toshav, it is also in a Torah to ask a Ger Toshav to do malacha for you. There are no heterim like you have by regular Amir La'akum, which we'll see coming up. Then we go on now back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'imlo kibel alav. And if what? If he was not in the Kabel, if this Eved Kanani, Okay, we are now up to the third category of Eved Kenani. Was not mekabel shum mitzvah, any mitzvah, not even mitzvah b'nei Noach, ela dayin hu kuti gamor, he's a total guy still, dino shava lekibel alav sheva mitzvahs. His din is the equivalent to any Eved Kenani that even was mekabel sheva mitzvahs. Ulefizeh, and according to this opinion, this is the most chomer opinion, every Eved Kenani, even Eved Kenani who was not mekabel sheva mitzvahs, is considered like an Eved Kenani who was mekabel sheva mitzvahs. And therefore, as we said, since he is like any other Eved Kenani, lefizet, and is an Isser Torah, tzarchei chola she'em bo sakana, the needs of a chola she'em bo sakana. Where we hold that by the chola she'em bo sakana, the kaimelon omer le'eni yodi v'yoyse, you're allowed to tell a goy to go ahead and do malacha for a chola she'em bo sakana, because that's only an Isser Rabbanan of a mir la'akum. However, when it comes to an Eved Kenani, even according to his opinion, even if he hasn't been mekabel any mitzvahs, he's a total guy still, since he is an Eved Kenani, he is konui to the Adon, it is usher to have him do malacha even for a chol hashem osakana. V'chein meis b'yom tov, and also, there's a heter by regular Amir la'akum, that if someone dies on Yom Tov Rishon, the kaimelon yisasku bo amamin, we hold that by... We can have goyim do malacha for Jews on Yom Tov Rishon to help in the burial, and we said that by an Eved Kenani there are no heterim of Amir la'akum, and therefore the aser, okay, lomar le'Eved Yisrael, it's going to be aser to tell this Eved Yisrael to go ahead, even for a chol hashem bo sakana, even for a kvura on Yom Tov Rishon, we will not be allowed to have this type of goy do these malachos, because those heterim are only by a regular Amir la'akum, which is the Rabbanon. According to this opinion, even an Eved Kenani, who has not been mekabel any mitzvahs, once he is an Eved Kenani, you cannot say to an Eved Yisrael, afilu hu oved avodas galulim, afilu, we're continuing the Shulchan Aruch, afilu hu oved avodas galulim, even if he is serving idols, even if he's an ovdei avodah zarah, the kevan demleches ha'eved, since the malacha of an Eved is asur min ha'Torah, since it's asur min ha'Torah, lo hutra, there's no heter b'davar, there's no heter at all to have him do malacha, she'ein bo pikuach nefesh, unless it's pikuach nefesh, and this is this first opinion. And he goes on, and he says, v'yesh cholkim umatirim b'zeh, and there are those that are cholik on this, and we'll see what this means in a second. There are going to be two opinions that are cholik on this. There's going to be one, the first opinion, yesh cholkim, is going to basically agree with this shita, but have a mini machlokas, and then tomorrow we'll see there's going to be another shita that has a major machlokas regarding this type of Eved. But again, we are now in this third category, Eved Kenani, where he was not mekabel any mitzvahs at all. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. V'mokibel. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nches. V'mokibel. Rotsa lomar, duhu adin gam kenim lo kibel of shum mitzvah. The halacha here is, even if he was not mekabel any mitzvahs, afilu hachi, even so, according to this opinion, kevan shuhu eved Yisrael, since he's an eved Yisrael, hakoni lo kinyan aguf, he's totally acquired by his master, the Jew, svira lo de'azu, this opinion holds, the dino shava lekibel of sheva mitzvahs, his din is the same as someone who is mekabel sheva mitzvahs, the aser lasveis malacha b'shvil shum Yisrael, and it's aser for him to do malacha for any Yisrael, tests, sifkat and tests. Lo yimale Eved Yisrael, it's usher to tell this Eved Yisrael to do any malachas, even the malachas that were mutter for a goy, which we matir Amir la'akam for, we cannot be matir this Eved Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah test the dafka Amir la'stam ain't Yehudi, because dafka Amir to a regular goy, she'eno ela shvus, is only the Rabbanan. There hetirud bedvarim elu, there they were matir these things such as doing malacha for a chol hashem bo sakana and getting involved in the kvura on Yom Tov Rishon, aval be'eved eini Yehudi, but an eved that's not eini Yehudi shel Yisrael, an eved even if he's not a Jew and he's a total goy and he's not even the kabbal shabbat zbini noach shem zorin alam min haTorah, according to this opinion is still going to be a azhara from the Torah that the eved Yisrael cannot do work for the Jew, Ain lo heter, there's no heter for him to do malacha, ella b'pikuach nefesh. He cannot do malacha for a Jew, except for where there's pikuach nefesh. And now we go to the v'yesh cholkim u'matirim b'zeh. Now what does this mean? Sifkat and yud. So there are those that are cholik and allow this. Allow what? Hainu b'zeh, b'zeh sha'eved hu nachri gamur. This is referring to an eved who is a total goy. V'afilu hachi sfira lo ladei rishona du shava l'kibel alav sheva mitzvahs. He's saying that this is a rod. So again, this opinion is saying, we were talking here about this eved who's a total non-Jew. V'afilu hachi sfira le, even so, this opinion holds. Right, like the day Rishona, the who shaveh, that he is the equivalent lekibel of shaveh mitzvahs. He is the equivalent of someone, an eved Kanani, who was mekabel shaveh mitzvahs. The aser afili Yisrael, it's aser even for Yisrael. Acher lo imar lo lasos malacha, it's aser even for another Jew to have him do malacha. Ba'azel chokin. And this is what this opinion is cholik. Usfir lehu de bezel lo aser atayra. This type of Eved Kanani is only usher to do malacha for his Adon. It says v'nafesh ben amasecha. Aval l'shar ish Yisrael, however, for other Jews, lo adif m'shar any Yehudi, he's no different than any other any Yehudi, the Alma, the eno usher rak midrabbanon. He's no different than any other non-Jew, and the Yis is only going to be drabbanon. And therefore, for a chola, it's going to be mutter. In other words, this opinion agrees that the Eved Kanani, who is not mekabel any mitzvahs, and he's still an Eved Zarah, cannot do malacha min haTorah for his adon. However, the point of contention between this opinion and the first opinion is that this opinion holds that he can do malacha for other Jews. And therefore, the nafkamina will be if there's another Jew besides the Adon that is bipikuach nefesh, and even if he isn't bipikuach nefesh, if he's just a cholah she'ein bo sakana, so he would be able to go ahead and do malacha for him. Also, if there was a kavura that was necessary, he would be able to go ahead and do malacha as long as it's not for his Adon. In other words, he'd be legabe everyone else, he would be like a regular akum, which would have all the dinim of a regular amir akum. However, legabe his adon, he is also minatayra. So those are the two opinions in terms of this third category of a kanani. According to the first opinion, he is aser. It is aser for him to do malacha for all Jews, minatayra. And according to the second opinion, it's only aser to do malacha for his adon. And to do malacha for other Jews, it's going to be the regular scenario of Amir al-Akum with all the heterim shabbo. The Shulchan Aruch now continues on. U'mikol makom. Im haya osa malachas rabo. Shalom yidaito. What happens if he's doing malacha for his master without the knowledge of his master? V'nika she'ino osa l'daito. And it's clear that he's not doing it according to the will of his master. He's just doing it stam, and the adon is against it. Mutter the ein sarach l'afrisha. Then it's going to be permissible, and we do not have to go and prevent him from doing it if we know that the adon made a macha and doesn't want to do it. Afilu kibel alav sheva mitzvahs. Even if he was mekabel sheva mitzvahs, you do not have to prevent him. Obviously, if he was mekabel mitzvahs, like an isha, right, he's like a Jew, and you have to prevent him from doing any malacha even for himself. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph. Im haya oseh, if he's doing malacha for the rabbo, but the rabbo does not want it. Hainu da'af mevor la'el shemitzuva al shvisas avdo. Even though it's commanded to make sure that the eved doesn't do work for the adom, bein kishkibel av shemitzus, bein shelo kibel av, whether he's mekabel alav, whether he wasn't mekabel alav, shelo yaseh malacha avuro. We know he can't do malacha for the Jew, right? For the Jewish master. So he says, it's only where the Jew wants the malacha zu. He wants that malacha. If a Jew wants that malacha, if it's something that's beneficial for him, Amir de Mistama Osa al Daito. So we say Mistama, it's done according to his will, even if he doesn't know about it.
And therefore you have to prevent him from doing it.
But it's clear that he's not doing it, and the Jew does not want such a thing. It's viewed as his own malacha. He does not have to prevent him from doing it. In other words, the Adon only has to prevent him from doing malachas that are beneficial to the Adon. If these are malachas that this Eved, Kanani, Stam wants to do for the Adon, but the Adon couldn't care less about it, doesn't even want it, then he's not mitzuva to prevent him, because the only malacha is if it's malacha for the Adon. If it's not malacha for the Adon, we view it as the malacha of the Eved Kanani Gertoshav or Eved Kanani regular, and it's Eved Kanani that's a guy, and therefore it would be okay, you don't have to prevent him from doing it.